Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Zachary. Hey, Zachary! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org, and send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, join our premium channel. This is where we release a new story every day, Monday through Friday, with no ads and just lots of fun, and we do some special live events on Zoom together every single month. It is super fun time. Grab a free trial at kidsshortstories.org/free trial. We will see you on the premium channel. All right, are you guys ready for this story? Me too, let's go. One day, Calvin, Flora, and Zachary were all playing in their backyard. They were having so much fun when all of a sudden, whoa, there's a big storm coming, Calvin said. We gotta run inside, quick. And they ran inside just before there was a big crash and a big boom. Whoa, that lightning must be close. Yikes. All right, we're gonna have to wait. Oh no, I forgot my shoes, Zachary said. He ran back outside. Good thing it hadn't started raining yet. And he put on his shoes. Whew, that was a close one. And as he ran back towards the house, Oh no! What is this? Guys, help me! Zachary, without knowing, had accidentally stepped into quicksand! Oh no! Quicksand is so dangerous if you get stuck in it. It's almost impossible to get out. Calvin, Flora, help me! They ran back outside as the wind started to blow. Quick, we gotta get some rope, Flora said. They ran over to their garage and looked around for some kind of rope to throw over towards Zachary and pull him out. We don't have any rope. What do we do? What do we do? Calvin was very worried. Maybe some sticks. Maybe we could get a long stick and reach it out towards Calvin. Zachary. Oh gosh, we almost forgot his name. And we could reach it out towards Zachary, and then Zachary could pull it, and me and you, Calvin, we could pull him out. All right, let's get to work. As Calvin and Flora quickly ran around in the forest looking for a long branch, Zachary was slowly sinking deeper and deeper into the quicksand. The storm was getting closer, the wind was howling, but the rain had still not begun yet. Zachary was sitting there, stuck in this quicksand. He started to think, where in the world did this quicksand come from? Like this, we played in this backyard a million times and we've never seen this quicksand before. Who put it here? Calvin and Flora had finally found a long branch and they ran it over to Zachary very quickly. All right, Zach, hold on to here and we'll pull you out. Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready, Zachary shouted. All right, on the count of three, let's pull. One, two, three, pull! Calvin and Flora pulled with all their might. And Zachary budged a little, but he was still stuck. All right, let's do it one more time. We'll pull this even harder. One, two, three, pull! And just like that, Zachary popped right out of the quicksand. But, oh no, my shoes are in there! Well, Zachary, I think we're gonna have to leave those there because I don't think there's any way that you can get those out of there. Look at that. They just sunk all the way to the bottom. They're gone. Oh man, those are my favorite shoes, Zachary said. All right, well, let's get back to the house because, oh no, what just happened? As Flora turned around, all of them could not believe their eyes. The quicksand was not only right there in this little puddle, but it was spreading across the whole yard. How in the world are we going to get back to the house? The quicksand is spreading. It looks almost like lava. It's going everywhere. How are we going to get to the other side, back to our house? Calvin, what? Do you have any ideas? Well, one idea, we could climb up this tree all the way to the top and jump to the roof of our house and then go in through the window. Are you in? I don't think so. That sounds too dangerous. We need a different plan. Zachary, do you have any ideas? Well, we're running out of time. It looks like the quicksand's getting deeper and it's spreading, but we gotta get to the other side. We're stuck inside of this like big quicksand circle. There's nowhere for us to go. We gotta find a way to get over. Maybe like, can we build a bridge or something? The only thing that was inside of this trap that they had found themselves in was their play fort and a big tree. All right, let's go inside our fort and see if we can find anything. They ran inside the fort and looked around, but they couldn't find... Wait, look at this! Calvin pulled out a big, long snow sled that they had put in the fort because it wasn't winter anymore and they didn't need it. But maybe we could, like, sit on top of this sled and someone could push us across really fast and we could slide across the quicksand. That's actually a good idea, Flora said. You see, if we can disperse our weight and spread our weight out, like on this big long snow sled, and we go one at a time, maybe we could get across without getting stuck. All right, who's first? I'll go, Zachary said. All right, Zachary, you get on and we're gonna push it across with all our might, and then you need to go find some kind of rope or something, because then you'll throw the sled back to us and we'll go across one at a time. All right, I'm on, I'm ready. Give me a big push. And just like that, Calvin and Flora pushed the sled with Zachary on it across this quicksand and whew, he made it. He made it to the other side of the quicksand. That's amazing. All right, Zachary, go get some rope, quick. Zachary had heard that they didn't find any rope in the garage, but oh, what about the shed? Yeah, in the shed there were all kinds of tools and different things. And he ran inside, looked in the shed, and there it was. There's a big, long cord. That would be definitely long enough. All right, he tied it onto the snow sled and threw the snow sled back over to the other side where Calvin and Flora were waiting. The circle that they were standing on that didn't have quicksand was getting smaller and smaller. They're running out of time. All right, Calvin, Flora, do you guys want to get on together and I'll try to pull you across? I don't think that's a good idea, Flora said. You see, if we both get on, then it'll be too heavy and then we might sink in the quicksand. We gotta go one at a time, but we gotta go quickly. Flora got on first and Zachary pulled Flora across on the sled across the quicksand. All right, let's get it back so we can save Calvin. They threw the sled back over to the other side. Calvin was running out of time. There was almost no grass left. The quicksand was completely surrounding him. And Calvin climbed on, and with one big pull, Flora and Zachary pulled Calvin across the quicksand, and they were saved. Quick, the storm's here. I think the rain's about to start. We gotta get inside. The three of them ran inside their house. And good thing the storm was there, because a big rain came and washed all the quicksand away. Whew, that was a close one, Calvin said. Yeah, well, now what do I do about these? Zachary pointed down at his feet. I don't have any shoes. Woo! Yeah, they're a little stinky. Let's go upstairs and find some shoes that you can borrow until you get some new ones. Let's go! The end. What a crazy adventure that Calvin, Flora, and Zachary just had. And remember, if you ever see quicksand in your backyard, don't touch it, or else it might suck you in. We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye! Hey friends, guess what? If you have ever dreamed of making a podcast like me, there's a really easy way. There's a really fun, free app called Anchor. And on your parents' phone or on your iPad, you can create your own podcast for free. Maybe you want to create stories just like Kids Short Stories. And you can even earn money along the way. It's the best, most awesome place to make a podcast, and you can deliver your podcast to all the platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and everywhere. So download Anchor today to get started. Who loves kid short stories? Me too! And guess what makes it even more fun? When you share it with a friend. So I want you to think of two friends that you can share kid short stories with so they can listen to the same stories that you do. It is way more fun with a friend, and maybe even tell your teacher and share it with your class. Because as we're all at home and doing Zoom school or homeschool or working after or before our school, it's really fun to have a short story to listen to. I can't wait to hear about all the friends that you share it with. We'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.